SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something that feels incredibly relevant, especially in a world obsessed with multitasking and constantly looking ahead. We're talking about the art of living in the present moment. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot, rushing from one thing to the next without truly experiencing anything? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize you have no idea what day it is? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. This isn't just some woo-woo hippie thing, people. This is about taking control of your mind and finding true joy in the here and now. Because honestly, life's happening right now, not 5 minutes from now or last week. Today, we're gonna unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you master the art of living in the present moment and unlock a whole new level of happiness and fulfillment. Number 1. Become aware of your thoughts. Seriously, just pay attention to those mental chatterboxes running wild in your head. Are they constantly dwelling on the past or worrying about the future? Name them, acknowledge them, but don't let them hijack your present experience. Think of it like watching a movie. You can observe the plot unfold without getting completely sucked into the drama. Number 2. Practice mindfulness meditation. I know, it sounds like something only monks do in silent mountaintops, but trust me, even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Find a quiet space, focus on your breath, and let go of any thoughts that pop up. It's like hitting the refresh button on your brain. There are tons of apps out there to guide you if you need a little help getting started. Number 3. Engage your senses. Seriously, step away from the screens for a second and really savor what's around you. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, smell that delicious coffee brewing, listen to the birds chirping outside. When we tune into our senses, we ground ourselves in the present moment. Number 4. Say yes to experiences. Don't just go through life on autopilot. Actively seek out new things, embrace spontaneity, and say yes to opportunities that excite you. Life is too short to be stuck in a rut. And finally, number 5, practice gratitude. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a warm bed, a supportive friend, a sunny day, anything at all. When we focus on what we're grateful for, it shifts our perspective and helps us find joy in the present moment. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're having dinner with loved ones, but your mind is already racing about tomorrow's meeting or that pile of laundry waiting at home. You're physically there, but mentally you've checked out. Sound familiar? That's what happens when we don't practice living in the present moment. We miss out on the richness of life. Think about a time when you were completely absorbed in something, maybe playing a game, reading a captivating book, or just enjoying a conversation. You weren't thinking about anything else, right? You were fully present and engaged. That's what we want to cultivate more often. It's like hitting the pause button on your worries and distractions and truly savoring the experience at hand. So, remember these key takeaways. Become aware of your thoughts, practice mindfulness, engage your senses, say yes to experiences, and cultivate gratitude. These aren't just empty words, they are powerful tools that can transform your life. The next time you feel yourself getting lost in your head, take a deep breath and bring yourself back to the present moment. You might be surprised at how much joy you can find in the simple things. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing this message. And let me know your thoughts. What's one thing you're going to do differently today to live more fully in the present moment? We're all in this journey together. Until next time, keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.